The only time it's inconvenient to have a 20 in your wallet is when you're standing in front of a vending machine.
Yeah.
That's the only time that you're like, damn it, I have a 20.
This is true. How did you make me think of that now?
Because a 5 is like, all right, I might get dollar coins back.
Hopefully.
Hopefully I get dollar coins. If not, I'm going to sound like a rich person with my pockets jingling.
It's like a 10 too, though. A 10's kind of like, do I really want to sit here while this thing jingles all the way, all my money out of there?
When was the last time you had a 10?
Yeah, what? Did something happen to the $10 bill that I don't know about? Because I
think it exists, but like when I get change back for a 20 for like a $3 item, they usually just give me 3 5s.
Yeah, 5s are a lot more abundant, yeah. I guess. Because I was even thinking about the cash that I actually have. It's like, yeah, they're mainly 5s and 20s.
Yeah.
5, 20s, and 1s. That's weird. Yeah. How dare you do that to me?
Well, I'll just take the fries and I'll just throw them in there. This is where that nice golden crunch is going to come in. And there you go. Almost a perfect looking fry. Check that out.
All right. Welcome, everyone. This is episode 20 or 24 of Road Fries.
Yeah, let's get the numbers right because...
Yeah, we're hopefully back on schedule.
Little goofballs.
All right.
So, if you... Okay, so you have dreams, right?
Yeah.
And your dreams are pretty much like experiences in your day-to-day life. And you're like, oh, it's... This is going on in my dream, like whether it's good or bad, like it's relatable to your life.
Yeah, whether it's like a concern or a
or like a nightmare is like, oh, I got spiders on my hands or something like that. Like, okay, so what does a baby have nightmares of?
Or Ari had a nightmare last night, and we were like, what the heck?
Yeah, baby nightmares, bro. Baby dreams. Like, what are they dreaming? Like they the dreams, have- but even like a newborn baby's not like they don't see very well, so it's like it's all. Shapes and stuff for the most part, right?
Like a shape that's like attacking them, like blur is coming at me.
But what's a baby to be afraid of, though, right?
I don't know, not eating.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like maybe that, but it's like something that hasn't had enough experience in his life to be afraid of something is still like having nightmares. It's
yeah.
Like,
I don't know. Yeah. Because what's the scariest nightmare you've ever had?
Scariest nightmare I've ever had. I don't know. Like, I feel like it's always the ones that scare me the most, I think, are the ones where I'm running and I can't run.
The helpless ones?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, it's like you're just running. Like, you feel like you're hauling and you're just moving, but, like, you're not making any progress, and it's, like, the worst feeling.
Yes.
And you know something's behind you. It's like, woo.
I had a dream one time that I was being stalked by, like, a bear. I think it was a bear. I don't know. It was a big thing that I was apparently afraid of in the dream.
Huh.
And like no matter where I hid, it was always like I could hide in your attic or something. And it would just be like pacing around the house. Like it didn't know exactly where I was, but it knew I was there somewhere.
The worst thing about dreams is when you're having, say, a nightmare or something and you realize that it kind of is like part of your brain realizes that you're dreaming, and so you start thinking of like things that would be scarier. Yeah, and it happens, and you're like, no, what am I doing to myself?
Oh, God, this lion has a machine gun.
Yeah. Oh, the shark just grew legs and is now chasing me on land?
I don't know if it's an every person thing, but I noticed, and I assume it's because the level of sleep you're in.
Uh-huh.
But I've never woken up tired after a dream or a nightmare. But I've noticed as I get older,
I think it depends on the nightmare. Because if it's bad enough to where it wakes you up, then I usually.
Well, yeah, you pop out of your sleep, like, your REM sleep or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've gotten to the point now where I don't dream that much anymore.
Really?
Like I used to dream like every night when I was younger.
I think it's on occasion for me. I think I don't remember them as much anymore. Like there's been some pretty vivid ones like that I've had.
And you're like ah.
You're just like ah. Yeah. Do you ever try to, like, remember them? And, like, you'll sit there and you're, like, trying to remember everything that happened. And you're like, how am I not? This was, like...
2 minutes ago.
Like, a few minutes. You try to tell somebody and you're just like, what was it?
You ever have a dream about, like, an experience you had and it, like, alters it and then you, like, have a hard time remembering whether it was the dream or reality?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was riding my bike to my friend's house one time and I ate shit.
Oh, attaboy.
And it wasn't like bad. Like I fell off my bike, but it wasn't like, God, I broke my arm.
No,
I was just like, ow, damn it. But
it wasn't like when you broke your arm on the curb.
No, it wasn't that. but I, what was it? Oh, I fell, whatever, because it was one of those curbs, like when you're like on the corner of a block, you know how they like slant down. It was one of those ones that didn't slant down, so I had to kind of pop my tire up to get to it.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
Well, I didn't want to take a go past and then go into the next driveway or whatever. It was just one of those ones, like, huh! And I got to pop up onto it. And in reality, I know I just, I think I, the front tire made it up, but like I didn't hit it square on. It was off to the edge, so the back kind of like slid along it for a second, and then I just went over my handlebars. But in my dream, that happened, but I almost got hit by a car.
Oh, like you fell in, over your handlebars in the direction of an oncoming car?
Yeah. And like at the time, I had a hard time, like not a hard time distinguishing it, but like, it blurred the lines between the two.
Oh, like you were remembering it as if you almost got hit by a car?
Yeah. But now that I'm older, I'm like, no, that was obviously the dream part of it was the car thing because...
The dream threw off your memory?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
You've never had that happen?
No.
No?
No. I usually don't have dreams of things that have happened. Usually it's like all just made up jumble of my past and my present. And somewhat my future, I guess. Like, ooh. You know, well, like you have dreams of things that like, oh, like you know you're older or something in your dreams and you're like, oh.
Do you believe that dreams have like...
Some sort of meaning?
Yeah, some sort of meaning. Or do you think it's just random tidbits your brain's thrown together while you're in sleep?
I feel that it's your brain organizing your memories.
Yeah.
Tossing them around in there and like kind of trying to make...
Your information is just getting kind of jumbled up.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's scared of this, but he also likes apple pie.
It's kind of like when you do like a defragmentation on your computer, and it starts putting all the files together. Like they're all over the place, so it's like, oh, here we go.
Yeah, get them in line.
Because I've literally had dreams of like something that like a house when I was like five. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm just like, why did I even think about that?
You ever have like weird bookmarks in your memories? Like, there's a specific event. Nothing, like, specific happened. Nothing interesting or scary.
Yeah.
But it sticks in your memory so well. And you have no idea why.
Oh, yeah. Like, in my past, like, certain things of, like... Even, like, certain places that you're like, that has no relevance to anything.
Yeah,
like... But it's, like a corner in your driveway, like this spot or something, like, that you remember it in, like, when you were five.
Yeah. I always have one, and I think it was in, like, third grade. We were in line getting ready to go to lunch. There was nothing relevant about it. There was nothing, like, there was no experience that was like, oh, some kid broke his arm that day or anything like that. But for some reason, I was just, when I think of, like, elementary school, for some reason, I remember just sitting in line in the hallway waiting for the other class that was ahead of us that's supposed to go to lunch for them to go to lunch.
To get out.
Yeah. And I was just like.
So bizarre.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know why it's so ingrained. Like.
For me, one of them is walking up the hill from the junior high to the high school.
Oh, that little.
Yeah, in the snow. Well, because that's what, like, when I was younger, we'd go up to the high school after school and, like, walk through there and stuff. Like, so it's always, like, that hill, like,
for some reason, weird. It's ingrained in you.
Yeah, it's, like, every time I think about that school, it's, like, that hill right there walking up it.
Yeah. Weird. I always think that, then, like, another thing from high school is, so you're walking toward the offices. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You have those two hallways.
Yeah.
That, like, there's classrooms in between. The one that was on the side of the tennis court.
Oh.
I don't know why that hallway is so vivid to me. I don't really remember taking it because I never really had classes on that side of the school aside from PE.
For me, it was that gap in between, like, those two hallways, and there was, like, a gap that would cross between them before you headed to the offices. And it was like that one little island area that was like an H in the hallway.
Yeah.
And that one always sticks out in my head because that's kind of where we hung out when I was younger. And
high school doesn't feel like it happened. Junior high, I can be like, yeah, I remember going there.
Junior high, I remember at least the carpeted hallways.
Yeah.
And well, that was
the carpeted sandwich. Walls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember junior high really vividly. I remember elementary school really vividly, but I don't feel like I spent 3 years at high school.
It doesn't seem like it, does it?
It doesn't, no. Like, I think back to Roy High, and I remember, like...
You know why, though? I think it's probably because we didn't want to spend time there, so we were, like, more focused on stuff outside of high school.
Well, even then, like, those...
But we did go to high school, right?
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, but even, like, the outside of school experience, like...
Yeah, I don't remember much of that.
What was it, 14 or 15 or whatever to... Because I graduated at 17. So, like...
Ooh! Well,
I'm on the tail end of, like, the...
Yeah, you were on the back end of the age. Yeah.
But I look back at it and I just like those 3 years.
Hmm.
Like I know I did stuff. Like I got a job during like my senior year.
I worked.
I did things obviously because I went through it. I'm still here.
Yeah.
But like, I don't really remember it all that well. It's not like I was like.
I'm trying to remember, but like
it just doesn't seem like it happened. I don't know. If
it's I remember kind of like taking driver's ed. I remember taking driver's ed in that back parking lot.
The girl that was in the car with me almost hit a deer when we went up Ogden Canyon.
Sick.
Yeah.
How's that? Was everybody terrified?
Well, yeah, the driving instructor.
Was he like, oh?
And then I was in the back seat, and then she was driving. And to her credit, she did an amazing job swerving it and not killing us. I mean.
Fair enough.
Especially considering it's like practice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But wow, it was.
That'd be scary because I still remember, like, I always thought that parallel parking was going to be a much bigger problem in my life than it is.
Yeah, I've used it 5 times.
I've used it 5 times, accomplished it.
Yeah.
But
I'm not going to try to parallel park that thing.
No. But I really thought for some reason it was going to be a bigger thing. And parking on hills, I thought that was going to be remember how they always tell you, like, you got to turn the steering wheel this way, e-brake it, and then, like, it'll fall towards the direction that you're turning. You know. It was weird, but I thought it was going to be a much bigger.
Oh, crap. I'm going to be parking on.
So hills. I learned it.
I'm going to be parallel parking on hills a lot.
But now I'm over here, like, doing. I'll be doing 80 on the highway with, like, with a drink in my hand.
Yeah.
Just sitting there.
Trying to figure out how to skip this song, but I dropped my phone in the crack.
Or it's like trying to grab my phone from the bottom of the seat, but I'm still. You know, like, and you're managing, but, like, I remember learning, and you're just, like, so terrified that there's so many things that could go wrong. It's like.
I think that they should replace the parallel. Well, maybe not replace it because it's still a thing to use. Especially if you live in a city, it's a lot more prevalent.
Yeah, than. Yeah.
But I think they should take and...
You think they should add on something else?
Yes.
Okay.
Winter driving.
Okay.
Because there was a officer of the law. I don't know the officer's name. But he'd let kids do donuts in the parking lot at the high school in the wintertime.
My man.
Because he told... His thing was...
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Was, I would rather these kids learn what it feels like to lose control of the vehicle and counter steer out of it.
Instead of...
In a more controlled environment.
And that's... Yeah. No, that's...
And I think they should teach how to drive in the snow.
I think it should be relevant depending on your state.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, but, Florida, you're not going to be dealing with snow, but Alaska, it's going to be a little bit more prevalent.
Or maybe it should be relevant to all states because, I mean, if you're traveling to another state, you need to at least know how to drive if you're going through there in the winter, right? Yeah. You think... I don't know. That's,
I don't know how you would be able to do it in a controlled environment because it's not always going to snow and you're
not. Bro, with the way, with the way things are, wouldn't it just be better for like high schools to get like a full simulator and cut the cost of all the cars that they have in the parking lot?
Or because I know there's that place near the canyon that does driving school. I can't remember what it's called though. They have like the little red logo on the side.
Oh yeah.
Why instead of high schools doing the driver's ed and having to like supply cars and everything like that? Why don't they just make everyone? Why don't they just mandate you go through a school, and then they could actually have a course
that's built just for that? Instead of let's use this parking lot on these days and close it out just so they can learn to drive around.
Inconveniently park.
Make it an actual like course instead of okay.
It could almost be like a little miniature hockey rink.
Because I'm gonna tell you what, drivers are not very good.
Yeah, it snows every year. It is for some reason.
It is horrible. It is horrible.
Yeah.
And on that bombshell, old people driving.
Oh, yes.
That's actually one of my things I wanted to talk about. So you drifted us that way, bud. Yes,
good job.
But no, it really grinds my gears.
Yes.
Is certain people that drive below the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they merge into traffic at a lower speed. And you're literally... I'll be doing 45, and there's somebody in front of me that's doing 35. That's not good. Speeding's not good either, but like going below the speed limit is also more dangerous, I think.
Because you're creating an obstacle.
Yeah, and so, dude, old people driving. I don't get how they let them do it. I think that's one thing that should be changed is at a certain age you should start taking driving tests more frequently.
Yeah,
because I've almost hit people, rear-ended them, because I've had to almost slam on my brakes because they merge on doing like 25 in a 45 mile an hour road.
Yeah.
And then you look over at them and it's like this this old lady can barely see over the steering wheel driving a CTSV wagon or something that she doesn't. Like, she's just
way
like
too much car for her.
And you know that they don't know. And I'm not blaming the person, but it's like, as well as like the safety thing of it, we should change it. Like I wouldn't want to be at that age like causing accidents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I've told JC, if I get to the point where you see me doing something like that, driving below the speed limit, not like merging over on lanes without knowing, swerving, stuff like that, when I get to that age, like take my license away.
Yeah.
I don't want to like hurt somebody. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I think that we should be held responsible for our elderly as well. If they can't drive, let's take care of them a little better. You know, like,
yeah.
I mean, it's not their fault. Like, I know that driving's like a freedom, but like,
it's not.
It's
a freedom.
Dangerous.
It's a
privilege. It's a privilege. It's not a right.
Not a right. Yeah.
I saw that on a video of somebody getting pulled over.
Yeah. Speaking of like, perfect example of like the slower traffic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the person wasn't. I saw this today actually.
Mm.
The person wasn't driving like unnecessarily slow in the sense of like they're just not going the speed limit.
Yeah.
But they tried to merge. It was when I was driving on 1900.
Okay.
And instead of like getting up to speed to merge or whatever, he just kind of went from the turn lane onto to merging in. Ugh. Except for he had a trailer full of like rock because he was buying a bunch of rock for his yard or whatever.
Mm.
And he merged into traffic on 1900, which is like, I think it's 55 where he merged in it.
Yeah.
At like 20. And I saw it. I'm like, there's a gap behind me. If the guy waits, there's nobody behind me. But I'm like, I can see that he's going faster, so I started slowing down. But the truck in front of me, it was like a Comcast truck, like a work truck.
Yeah.
And he had to like swerve into the other lane just to not hit this guy because he just went over.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I know, I drive excessively cautious when I have the trailer attached because
I
know it's there.
You know, there's a big mass behind you that also needs room to stop and go. And
yeah. And like the trailer obviously can't get out of its own way. It needs something to pull it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'll take in like, okay, I'm not going to try because I'm not going to hit this gap. I don't want to risk it. But this dude just blatantly, and like I said, it was like a cable truck.
Yeah, yeah.
With like the toolboxes and stuff on the back. Like it wasn't small. It was like a F-350 or something.
Okay.
It was a pretty good sized truck. So it's not like you didn't notice it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just right over. And I'm like, oh God.
It's like, dude, I've seen semis do that.
Yeah.
Like, and I respect semi drivers, you know, they do a lot of work for the country, whatever, but like some of them, dude, like they drive like absolute garbage. Mm-hmm. Like I get it. And I feel a lot of it is like caused by like people that make them mad, you know, like cut them off. So they're like, you know, they just got to get over. But there's people that don't let them over.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I've seen semi drivers just straight up cut across lanes, like cutting it close, almost hitting people. And I'm like, they have to get over, like the lane's ending. Like, you know, you don't let them in. It's,
I don't understand how people are so ignorant to semis.
Yeah.
They just cut in front of them because they see the gap, and they're you don't understand. They take a lot longer to stop.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to risk that because I'm not going to win in that fight.
And that's what, like, it's frustrating seeing people do that kind of stuff, and I'm like, dude, like, you don't understand that it takes how much of a distance it takes them to stop if you have to slam on your brakes.
Yeah.
Like, so you just blatantly cut them off. Like, I try to stay away from semi trucks. Like, I'll drive by them, and I'm like, I got to get away from them.
Yeah,
like, just because of that reason. Like, I don't want to get tangled up in it.
The ones with the second trailer.
Oh, man. Or the gas trucks that are, like, two, three trailers sometimes. And it's like, these guys got mass, bud. And that they're just sitting there just.
Or ones that a vehicle I am terrified of on the road, and it's because it just doesn't make sense how they don't tip over, cement trucks. Like, they're heavy duty, but you got to think, if they're full of cement, that's a lot more mass.
Well, and
can't just swerve it's top heavy.
Well, they're only full of cement when they're turning.
Yeah.
So if they're not turning, they're empty.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, they're still heavy, but it's like when they're full, they have to be turning because they got to keep constantly rotating the cement.
And then, like, you got to think all that extra mass is higher up.
I'm pretty sure they have them balanced out, though.
I'm sure they do.
But it's still terrifying because it's a lot of weight.
It's more tippy than a truck.
Or same with, like, have you ever had one of those rollers? The rollers that roll the
steamroller thing?
Steamrollers, yeah. Have you ever seen those things? Like, have you ever been standing somewhere when they drive by you?
Oh,
you can feel them on the ground. You can feel, like, the movement of it going past you. It's freaking terrifying.
Yeah, they're wild.
Squeeze you out like a tube of toothpaste,
bud. The ones that get me, and I don't know why, But every time I look at them, they just bother me how they're shaped. Those ones with like the graders where they have like the shovel looking thing in the middle.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're just so weird. They're
so bizarre.
But they like they can like tilt their wheels.
Yeah.
The gradient of the road.
Dude, same with like those big like the, like farm equipment. Sometimes it's crazy to look at.
Yeah, like it's like a tractor, but then you like actually start looking at it and they're weird
shit. Yeah. Well, they have them the ones that like that's the cedars and all that. And like they'll individually like they're plowing as they're like putting seed in, like
yeah, they got like the
they have a, yeah. And oh, and they have like the little buckets on the back for seed. Mm-hmm. So they're doing it like at, like each one is like weighted and like they have like the scales of how much seed is in them. And they're sitting there driving them and like they're literally doing the seeding and all that as they drive.
I'm starting to think that you really want to be a farmer.
I kind of feel like I do, but it's I've also looked into it's so expensive, obviously. Oh, yeah. Oh, having a farm and doing all that, and like you have to like organize the way you rotate the growth of your crops. Like you got to like grow certain ones, and then after that one, you got to grow something different in that same field so that it keeps the soil. Yeah. It keeps the soil nutrients at like a certain level, and it constantly moves it. So you don't, like you said, deplete the level that plant's taking, and then it's not there for the next plant. Like,
yeah.
So it's crazy. The science of it is nuts. Because yeah, I've looked into it. I like watching it. I don't know.
You
like work that I don't have to do. Somebody else do. Like that's cool to watch.
Watching somebody like. I think that's why how it's made is so appealing.
Oh, yeah.
Because you get to watch machinery at another manufacturing place work, mm-hmm. but you're not watching it one screw up.
Oh, yeah.
So you're like, wow.
It's crazy.
Bailing up that yarn really well. Well,
especially if you, like, I don't know how many times you've seen, like, to me, it gets me more, I guess, because I work with them more. Well, we both do. But, like, the cereal bags, the way they're sealed. Oh, you ever look at the seals that they're on them? They're like the ones we have. Mm-hmm. It's similar, and it's like I always sit there and stare at them. I'm like, I wonder if these have like pinholes in the bags. And like yeah, you know, you start thinking.
Well, what's their common problem here?
Yeah, what's the fin seal at? Yeah. Like, it's interesting. I don't know. Like, but a lot of it is yeah, watching like manufacturing places the way their machines work or like the way they assemble certain things or you know, it's nuts. So like yeah, the farming stuff, dude. It's crazy interesting.
Yeah, I hate watching. Like, I'll watch how it's made all day long, whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe watch a bowling ball me made, whatever. But the ones that I can't stand watching, I don't know if it gives me anxiety to watch. The ones where they got, like, the five spools of yarn and they're doing this weird thing and they're making just, like, a thicker piece of yarn.
Dude, watching
because,
them.
Because, like, yeah, if that yeah, screws yeah, yeah. up, you got to, like, feed that whole thing and string it all right.
See, but you're seeing it from the point of view I see it from. It's. And I try not to look at things like that because I'm not going to work on them, so whatever. But it's like, I always stress out because I'm like, dude, if that thing messes up, it's going to jam that whole machine. And you're just like, I wonder how long it takes them to, yeah, to like feed that through. Yeah, and you're
that's,
like.
That's like kind of how Karina's job is, like the fibers.
Yeah.
She has to like, if something goes down and it screws it off, they have to restring it. And I'm like.
I did the stress of that, yeah. But we have similar things where we have to, you know, it's.
Yeah. But I just, for some reason, like,
yeah.
a bunch of skinny little strings or tubes mm-hmm. or whatever, it just gives me anxiety.
Well, it blows your mind to start thinking of, like, the mechanics of it, like, the way it all works.
Because my first instinct when I look at this stuff is like, oh, I bet that thing, when that fails, it fails hard.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Or, like have you seen them watching, them make chain?
Oh,
the big industrial machines that make chains, like, and it like folds the hot metal, and it's a trip.
Or like the pins, when yeah. like, and it like does like the same little pattern.
Yeah. Pins. It's crazy. Those are fun to watch. That's fun. Or like the bottling plants, like that. Like, it's cool to see like all the little bottles come through, and like they cap them one by the one.
Peanut butter. Squirts of peanut butter because it flows so because it's yeah. under pressure and it's probably heated up a lot, but it flows so good into the thing, and then when you get it, you're like.
That just messes it up. Yeah, I've seen the picture of the one that's like perfect that was perfectly poured.
Dude, we've gotten a few of those lately. Like we get the bigger thing of peanut butter, like a bigger jar, just because the kids love peanut butter.
Yeah.
And so, I've pulled the lid off of them a few times, and it's been perfectly smooth. And there's nothing on the lid because you know sometimes you
get it has a nipple. Lid. It has a little peanut.
I don't know what it is, but I think it's Kroger is what we get. Kroger's peanut butter process is on point.
Kroger pouring that good stuff.
Have you ever watched Good Mythical Morning?
No. I've seen clips, but I've never really dwelled into it.
Kroger pulls its weight when they like do like an eating competition, and it's like, oh, we're going to compare like Great Value versus Kroger versus like Best Buy or whatever, like Best Yet or whatever, like the
store brands. Basically the store brand, like generic, like
And then they'll throw in like a brand name version of something. Mm. Dude, Kroger pulls its weight.
That's crazy.
Like, every time,
but it's
like,
true though. Like
this is good. And
they I've never complained about Kroger. Kroger water, bro. Kroger. But it's like, yeah, no, it's done well. It does the job.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
This is a
Kroger NyQuil. Kroger. Like everything, dude. Like
Kroger's on point.
Yeah, and they give me discounts, so that works. Yeah, like,
there you go.
You know?
And so, like, what was the one thing that we're? God, I can't remember what I was going with this. To get too antsy, I was trying to interrupt you because I knew I'd forget. But
the peanut butter.
Here I am forgetting it. But yeah, Kroger, keep it up.
Yeah, no, that's cool though.
But yeah, like you'll have like certain brand names, like certain not brand name, store brand.
No.
Like I refuse to buy a store brand version of anything at Walmart.
I just don't.
It's
like,
too cheap.
I just can't justify it.
Yeah, some things.
I look at it and I look at the price of the Kroger one right next to it and I'm like, why would you not? Well, like what's.
Yeah.
I've drank hose water. I don't care.
NyQuil, for instance. Like let's say you're getting NyQuil.
Yeah.
It's like $5 more.
Well, and especially you look at the ingredients. It's the same stuff. You're paying for the name.
Yeah. Like there's certain things. There's certain process.
Yeah. Certain things. Like if you want Coca-Cola, you're going to get Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's not something that I would.
Dr. Thunder is not Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Thunder is not Dr. Pepper. And I don't care who you ask, but he did not get a true medical degree. So he has no right to be called himself a doctor.
No, he's like a.
He is a sham.
He is a. What is it? He's like a.
He's like a weatherman.
He's like a bachelor degree.
Yeah.
He's not a doctor. He's not a PhD.
He got his bachelor's. He's not a PhD.
Not a master's degree.
At
least Pib got a master's degree.
Don't mess me up. Yeah, at least his brother Pib is different. He's a mister. He's a married man. He at least, yeah.
He's settled down. But that's stupid. The thing. You know what's weird? Like, McDonald's being the chain that they are and how big they are, they rode on Pib for a long time.
They really did.
And
you know what? I ain't mad at them.
Yeah.
Because it's worked out.
Yeah.
I wish they brought like a orange soda bag, the Sunkist.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice.
Is it weird how many more fast food places are Coca-Cola based, not Pepsi based?
I think they just capitalized on it.
Yeah. I think there's only a couple.
Pepsi's like Taco Bell, isn't it?
Yeah, Taco Bell, and I think Taco Bell, Pizza
Cause,
Hut.
Because if they have Mountain Dew, they have Pepsi.
Yeah.
It's like KFC, Taco Bell. But that's why KFC and Taco Bell are kind of like a thing,
KFC,
right?
KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and Wiener Schnitzel. Those are the only places I know that do Pepsi. Everywhere else is Coke.
If you know any other restaurants that do Pepsi, let us know.
Yeah. As somebody sitting there yelling at the radio.
They're like, why don't you say this name?
Yeah. How did you not recognize Wendy's or something like that?
Wiener Schnitzel. Wiener Schnitzel is one because I was getting Mountain Dew there.
Yeah. Their Mountain Dew is different. Like, the Coke from McDonald's.
And I tell this to JC because she'll be like, "Do you want a Dr. Pepper?" And I'm like, "No, Coke."
So
for some reason, McDonald's. When I go to McDonald's and In-N-Out, I have to have a Coke.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. It must be like a nostalgia feeling, but like it's always synonymous with Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Del Taco, I always get a cherry Coke from Del Taco. I don't know why. I don't drink cherry Coke really that often.
Yeah. Same with like that. Well, like that's the same thing with me. Coke, I don't drink Coke, except when I go to McDonald's or In-N-Out.
It's different, though.
It's different.
I honestly would put that above, like, the glass bottles.
Okay.
Like,
especially the way they, like, the ratio to ice.
Yeah.
The ratio to ice is very important in certain places because, like. It waters it down, so you have to be able to water it down to the right amount for me to finish it.
Yeah.
Or else it's watered down, it doesn't taste right. And you're just like, yeah.
Do you think that the syrup is different? Or do you think
it's
just different syrup?
No, there is a difference in it. I saw there was a thing about it on a video that I was watching that was talking about that their syrup is specially made for Coke for McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought maybe they just dialed up the syrup a little bit.
Well, you can dial it on the things, but no, I read a thing.
It actually is a thing.
Yeah, and I'm going to look it up just because it's bothering me now. Okay, it says, it's not in your head. It says, McDonald's gets the same syrup delivered their fond machines that all restaurants get. There is no difference in the formula. What? Did I just get, like, proven wrong?
Is this like something I just looked up? Are you being Mandela'd? Mandela'd?
So it says, all restaurants
it starts in the packaging, they say. It says, typically restaurants get their soda syrups in plastic bags, but Coca-Cola does something different for McDonald's. The fast food chain gets the syrup delivered in stainless steel tanks.
Ooh.
So it does do something. I was like, no, there's something different about it, but I forgot what it was. Yeah. So they do stainless steel tanks. The material keeps the soda fresher, and your tongue can taste the difference. How bizarre.
Dude, that's like, did you ever hear about the issue that McDonald's was suing the company that made their ice cream machines?
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
They were like they were engineered to fail, and then like their waiting list was so long that they couldn't get to it, and that's why I was failing. Because I always wondered, I'm like, how's the ice cream machine always down at McDonald's?
And you know what?
Every McDonald's.
And you know what, though? I don't think their ice cream is that good.
It's all right. I mean, it's not.
It's you know what? It's all right.
It's all right. I would much rather have, like, I think the shakes from Burger King are the best shakes, but I like the thickness of an In-N-Out shake, but the classic flavor of a Frosty. But all three of those are above McDonald's, without a
doubt. That's what I'm saying. Have you ever had a Wiener Schnitzel ice cream cone?
Yeah. The Tasties or whatever?
Their ice cream there is probably some of the best I've ever had. Like, as far as like a quick vanilla cone.
Yeah.
Quick vanilla cone from Wiener Schnitzels is superior to everything else.
You know what I miss? Dairy Queen.
There isn't a Dairy Queen around here?
No. I think the closest one's in like Woods Cross.
For some reason, I always confuse Arctic Circle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because I was like, no, there's one. No, I'm like, no, that's an Arctic Circle. Okay, it's an Arctic Circle.
No, Dairy Queen. I miss Dairy Queen. Because you used to be able to get one of those, I think they're called like Dilly Bars. And it was just like a squirt of ice cream on a stick and then dipped in like the chocolate, the hard shell chocolate. Oh, those were good.
Dairy Queen near me.
I'm telling you, I think it's like Woods Cross or Fruit Heights or something like that.
Why do they call it a Dairy Cream? No, it's Layton, bro.
There's a Dairy Queen in Layton?
Yeah, there's a couple of them, actually.
But that's the thing.
But like, no, that doesn't sound right. Yeah, dude. There's three of them in Layton.
Oh, maybe it's a Weber County thing. But that's the thing. Like, I don't miss it enough to drive down to Layton for it, though.
Yeah, no, same. No, it's not something that I'm like sitting there like, you know what? I'm gonna drive all the way down there to get me a glizzy?
No. Like that.
What was it called?
It's called a Dilly Bar.
Why?
What did you call it?
I call it something. Never
mind. I'm going to look up what you said.
Anybody that. No, it is, but I think my nephew's the one that taught me that.
Hold on. I want to look that up because I feel like that's something that's maybe not appropriate.
It's not. I apologize for that.
A glizzy is like a Glock. According to the internet, it's like a gun.
Look at the bottom. Hold one. This is what they call it a hot dog. It's what okay, the hot
like
dog
a
was.
A glizzy is like a hot dog, but that's like that's on the same level as like no matter if I move back east or not, I will never call like a sub sandwich or a hoagie. I will never call it a grinder.
Why would they call that?
They call it a grinder.
What? Who does?
People in like Boston.
Horrible. Love your football team, but I hate you.
But I just
they call it a grinder.
Yeah,
like the app.
I mean,
no thanks. I will not be having one of your hoagies. What's wrong with calling it a hoagie or a sandwich
or a sub?
A sub, yeah. Sub sounds good. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, they call it a grinder.
There's no way that this the hoagie looks like a grinder.
Yeah, I think it's a grinder. I could be wrong. I think it starts with a G. I'm pretty sure it's a grinder.
This is a bad...
A submarine sandwich.
Okay, there, a sub.
Yeah, a sub. A hoagie, a hero, an Italian, a grinder, a wedge, or a spucky.
I am not calling my sandwich a spucky. You get out of here.
Yeah, a spucky. I'm never going to call it a spucky.
Hey, bud, give me two spuckies on rye.
You know what? I would call it a wedge, but it'd be one of those ones that you get at like 7-Eleven where it's like they cut the sandwich in half and it's shaped like a doorstop.
Like, okay, I get that. See, that I could see as a wedge. That's a wedge. Yeah, I get that. Wedge. Okay.
An Italian, I feel like, is a specific.
A hero, thing. I've known that. I've heard people call them heroes, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
But a grinder.
I am not calling it a grinder or a spucky. I'm sorry. Spucky. I'm sorry, East Coast. I love you. But if you come at me with a spucky or a grinder, I might put my fists up.
I respect that.
Oh, geez. No, well, dude, I've wanted to have me a good Philly cheesesteak, but I've yet to. Well, I mean, there's Moochie's. I took JC to Moochie's. Moochie's is good. It's not. It doesn't taste the same as it did when we went.
Yeah,
but it's
that
like,
was before. That was before Diners, Drive-In, Dives got there.
Dude, they expanded pretty well in that area. That good. The one out in Salt Lake that we went to, mm-hmm. they took over like the building next to it.
Oh, did they?
They built it was it's like a house next to it, and they just gutted the house and turned it into like a seating area.
Okay,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it was Jersey Mike's. They have a pretty good Philly. I won't take that away.
Really?
Yeah,
I haven't had it,
but. Try making a Philly at home. I think we eat them like maybe like once a month.
Like take the meat and all that and cook it.
Yeah, we cook
roast
it,
beef.
Cut the meat a certain way. It's a certain cut of steak, and you tenderize it, and you put some
okay
Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. But
yeah, make.
I'll have to try. You know, yeah, I might.
Because the original recipe for a Philly uses Cheese Whiz.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay. But I want the white Cheese Whiz. I think that's what it needs.
Well, we do it with provolone and then Cheese Whiz on top, and then we do like the bell peppers, onions. I'm the only one in the house that likes mushrooms, so we just don't do mushrooms.
I love mushrooms.
I think they're good.
Grilled mushrooms?
Yeah. Or, you know what? Burger Bar.
Burger Bar. Oh, my gosh.
Has a really good deep fry. Warren's. I think it's Warren's. I don't know.
Might be Warren's. No, but the Burger Bar. We got some from there a while
mushroom
back.
Buttons or something.
No, you know who else has them? It's the restaurant down the canyon almost before you hit the canyon that you get to sit in the stagecoaches.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Prairie
Schooner.
Prairie Schooner.
Yeah.
Really good fried mushrooms mm-hmm. there. And they give you a big old batch.
They give you way too many.
And so me and JC got them last time when we went. We had dinner there. And we ended up taking like more than half of them home. And we just tossed them in the air fryer, dude.
See, those are one of those things that, like, I'll take home and tell myself I'm going to eat them, and then I don't eat them.
That's why you have to eat them, Sean, because you took them home to eat them.
I just don't end up
No, eating. You need to. I'm sorry.
I don't know why you're yelling at
Got me. A little aggressive on that Jesus. One. I just like the fried mushrooms are good, dude.
I feel like fried mushrooms are definitely underrated. I don't feel like enough people appreciate them because they just think, ew, mushroom.
Yeah, so something we always get whenever we go to a restaurant that has it, I guess, spinach artichoke dip.
Oh, yeah. Spinach artichoke dip.
Spinach artichoke dip. Why did I say it?
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, so the dip, and that tells you a lot about a restaurant, I think. Place that has good spinach artichoke dip
usually
is all right by me. Usually follows it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I was, now I'm just making myself hungry. I think we'll wrap this one up because...
Yeah, so if you don't enjoy us talking about food, I'm sorry, but I hope you watch this before lunch and go get yourself some fried mushrooms or something.
Go get yourself a grinder with a side of fried mushrooms.
A good lunch. Yeah. Oh man.
Oh,
go get
yeah.
yourself a good old spucky. You spucky up the roof of that mouth.
A good old turkey and cheese spucky.
Yeah. Add a little bit of extra cheese whiz on my spucky.
Ooh. All right. Take care, guys.
See you guys.